Welcome to the show, everybody. I realize that in past times, I may have been a little harsh on women. I've said some things about slapping them again and putting them back in the kitchen and taking away their right to vote. And recently, I have learned that I was wrong. Contrary to my suppositions, women are actually using their newly acquired rights over the last 70 years to read more, exercise more, be more outspoken for other women who are being, I can't even say this with a straight face, y'all, because you and I are seeing the same bullshit online that every day makes you wake up and go, oh, this is why our grandparents chained women to a stove and said, no rights for you. Contrary to our suppositions, contrary to everything women have said they wanted their rights for, it turns out that when you liberate women and let them run wild, they become whores. Who would have thought? They use every avenue to become a whore. Case number one. One of the best selling pieces of women's literature is this right here. It's called Morning Glory. Let's go take a look at this. This is fun. This is incredible to me. Women used to not be able to read or write, and 100 years after they earned the right to vote, the peak expression of female creativity is a fantasy sex novel about being a hot milkmaid who's a sex slave to an anthropomorphic bull. I mean, guys, why? Why, ladies, please? You know, there's so many books you can read. I'm actually trying to put some effort to make a better visual presentation. And I'm not working with a lot right now because, unlike most women, I'm not really great with aesthetics. I'm always thinking about things and I want to know about economic theory and who runs the world and all that stuff. So I'm not great with visual stuff. So I know my limitations. So if ladies, you know, you're watching and you can help me out, please help me out. Help a sister out. And in exchange, I'll teach you about why the Federal Reserve is the crux to why we're all enslaved. So here's a great book I'm really into right now. It's about evidence of the resurrection from Gary Habermas. I'm actually really interested in this because there are some very, very strong claims that are made by the Christian faith. The number one being the idea that a man was born, died, and came back to life. And we know that they say, you know, he's God, but I want to know evidence. That's kind of some of the stuff that I'm into. Another one that I'm into is the hidden history of the human race. Now, this is a little bit of a conspiratorial angle, talking about why, you know, there's all these archaeological sites that we discover and how they're proof of past ancient civilizations that they're hiding from us. Here's a book written by a Jew called Surprised by Christ. This should prove to you guys that I'm not some crazed anti-Semitic lunatic who thinks that every time a Jew is talking, they're lying. I think there are really good Jews. Like, remember the Jewish doctor who during the cough came out with the fact that you could take a combination of vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine, and vitamin C and zinc and heal yourself. And then he mysteriously died of cancer. Yeah, I thought that was a good Jew. He was doing things for the community. This is a good book. This is about a guy who was raised as a Jew and then found himself really attracted to Christianity by the age of 16. Caused a lot of problems with him and his Jewish family. Here's a fun one, The Pure Logic of Choice. This is by Richard D. Furl, and it's his theory. It's a general theory of economics. And last little fun one also brought to me by a fan. It says Scientific Facts That Are in the Bible. It's very enjoyable to me. Turns out that instead of doing that, women are reading about being milked or milking. I don't know. I have never read this book. Just the cover is pretty repulsive because it implies bestiality. I mean, ladies, Ladies, you talk about how degenerate men are with their sexuality, how disgusting they are. But this is what, this is a top seller on Amazon. Take a look at this. Amazon, 24,000 reviews, okay? Let's move this over here. Let's see if you guys can see this. 24,000 reviews. 24,000. And let's look at the reviews, huh? 42% give it 5 stars. Let's go take a look at some of these reviews just because this has got to be so interesting. Classic standout entry in the monster romance subgenre. I didn't even know this existed. I had no idea that women are fantasizing about doing it with actual beasts. Now, there was the whole vampire genre. There was the, Twilight saga and all that, which was a little borderline. But at least in Twilight, they were basically human. I mean, they had been turned, but essentially they were human. So you could understand it a little bit, and it was all mysterious and, but this is crazy, okay? At its core, this is a slow burn romance between a human woman and a male Minotaur. Oh, that's what it is. It's a Minotaur. And what makes it work is the emotional pacing. Yes, ladies, that's what we care about. The emotional pacing, the relationship development. You're talking about a bull, an anthropomorphic bull. Hello? What the f*** is wrong with you? Great gift from my, oh, this was from Joseph, a cuck. Awesome. Now you understand why your wife is sleeping with the dog, Joseph. Good job. Good job. See, I blame women, but I also blame the men who allow us to do this. Now, I understand it's not fully, you can't really do anything right now because you're totally handicapped by the system. And if you so much as raise your voice, it's abuse. I understand. But you can scale it back a little. Like, don't buy your wife a book about getting by an anthropomorphic bull. How about that, Joseph? Let's make sure you guys go to my website, leonardaisfunny.com, and sign up to be on my mailing list. It is literally the only way I can stay in touch with you if I get deplatformed. And I've got merch now. I got my Too Hot to Be a Feminist. Ladies, it's time to give up being fat and get sexy again. I'm telling you, if you want to see all these third worlders deported from your country, just be so hot that the men and nice and bake some things, and the men around you will want to defend you. Finally, you can go there and you can see all my tour dates, which by some miracle of God, I am still touring. First one, I'm coming to Tampa, baby. I'm also going to be in Jacksonville. And of course, you can sign up for my premium content available exclusively for members. You're not going to find the video about the Noah Hyde laws on YouTube because I'm already pushing it. Here's something that proves why your grandfather didn't let your grandmother leave the house with a dress that was shorter than her ankles. Because now we've got these women in spandex. Here we go. I don't even know what's going on here. Does anybody know what this is about? Because I don't understand. I truly don't understand this. All right, I gotta shut the sound off. They are demonstrating. Okay, this is like watching softcore porn here, okay? So women cry forever about don't objectify me, don't sexualize me, and then the minute they get a little bit of freedom, they turn themselves into a pretzel fleshlight. That's what this is about. Hey, I'm advertising my goods, right? What are my goods? Look at my face. Look at my ass. And I am making it available to you. All of us, we're so happy. Literally, that's what this is about. And this one's going to beat the drum so she stands out of everyone. This is upsetting to me because I'm actually interested in the science and I'm actually really interested in history because I'm trying to find the truth and I think it's buried and if you know the past And then these women are the reason women like myself were classified totally into one category and just looped it together. And frankly, I don't blame you. I don't blame you because it's not worth the risk. It's not worth the risk that you're just going to have a whole society full of hookers who then make it socially acceptable for everybody to be a hooker. And then your little girl grows up in this world where she thinks, well, being a hooker is the way to go because everybody's doing it. And then she doesn't realize until she's in her mid-30s that she's totally broken her ability to bond with a man. Her feminist ideology comes in and poisons any ability to self-reflect and think about what did I do that led to these results? Because only by taking personal accountability and responsibility for the conditions of my life can I change them. No, the feminist ideology says it's all the white man's fault. Despite evidence completely contrary to such a conclusion, we are going to reach this because it absolves us of any wrongdoing, and then I can not wallow in my fear, my feelings of guilt and remorse, and instead I can be angry at the world for doing what it did to me. It's a sad state of affairs because it doesn't actually lead to the full actualization of women, of a woman, an individual. I do believe in becoming a fully actualized human being, male or female. And that can only happen through taking responsibility for your life. Shout out to HoMath, who recently gave me an S-tier rating for an e-girl. I didn't know I was an e-girl because I do things in real life, but I guess I'm an I don't know. I guess I do e-girl shit, making videos and whatnot. But whatever, I'm S-tier. I don't really care most of the time what people think about me, but HoMath is one of the great thinkers of our generation who has moved beyond just talking about male-female dynamics and looking at the greater causes of this mess we find ourselves in and talking about how we need to get the third world out and how it is the white man's responsibility because he's the only one who can do it. So if you guys haven't seen him, I would highly suggest checking out his videos. Very, very intelligent, breaks it all down extremely well, very easy to understand, and has a great course in helping you understand yourself. Check him out, man. Anyway, let's get back to women being awful. Nikki Glaser, who is the top female comedian at the moment, and she is the absolute archetype of a female comedian, because everything's about, I'm a whore, I've had abortions, sex, here's disgusting things about my body parts, vulgarity, obscenity, all the things that you would never want your daughter to be or your sister or your mother. Nikki Glaser is the epitome of it. And of course, the demon satanic controlled Hollywood has made her the poster child, the epitome of peak female comedy. Amazing. Once again, women don't use their newly found freedom to speak on stage to poke fun at the social systems that are destroying us. No, they use it to continue to endorse those very mechanisms, telling women, you have a right to kill your unborn child, and trust me, you're not gonna feel bad at all, because for every kid you kill, you can just get a cat. Anyway, here she is talking about how she's got a fetish allowing her man to be with other women. So remember how women were like, oh, I'm so upset. Men are so disgusting. They're always cheating on us. They're so gross. Turns out that's another lie.
Competitive nature of like, I want a guy who other girls want. Like, I like something that is like, you know, you want a handbag that other girls are like, oh my God, I'm dying to get that.
That's
like,
relatable. That is relatable. Like, yeah. I have experienced that like masochism to a certain degree where I'd be like, tell me about every ex, tell me about all the things. Like that part of the beginning
were
of the relationship.
Were you horned up for it, or were you like, I want to know because I hate
No,
this
it
girl.
Definitely like made me be like, okay, now I'm going to like 10 times better
yes,
tonight.
Yes. Okay, yes.
But then.
It's
but
like
then,
showing their value, that they are valued by other women. Because I respect yes. women.
I respect
and women's
women.
Opinions. I do.
This all comes back to hating men. This whole thing is like men are disgusting and they need to get their boners fixed immediately. And I don't really want to fix your boner, but I love women.
I want my boyfriend to fuck women because I just love women so much. Maybe it's my...
She's like two steps away from being a lesbian. By the way, she says, men are disgusting. Men are disgusting. I have fantasies about getting raped by an anthropomorphic bull. Men are disgusting. Truly, truly amazing. So here's why they're full of shit. Finally, our new sponsor is the Woolshire. The Woolshire is an amazing company started by a heritage American who wanted to bring back American-made wool products. Now, in order to do that, he had to actually build the machinery himself because it no longer existed. That's right, our manufacturing has been taken offshore, overseas, into other countries to the extent that we don't even have the manufacturing equipment to do it anymore. But that did not stop the Woolshire because they were so committed to bringing back this kind of manufacturing to American soil so that they can create American jobs and generate revenue that stays in America. Also, they've got an awesome pillow. It's made with 100% American-made wool and cotton, handmade, and it actually uses high-quality wool, not the crap that's left over after they're done using wool for higher-profit products like clothing. Check out thewoolshire.com and use my promo code Leo for a discount. She doesn't want her man to bang other chicks because she loves women. That's not what it's about. It's about power. It's about, I know all you girls want him, and I'm going to allow him to use you, but I'm going to be the queen of this harem. I'm going to be the top. By the way, this also comes from insecurity, like the fear that this guy won't be loyal to you or he won't stay with you if you don't let him do all this stuff. So you're going to be the cool chick. You're going to be the one who goes totally against your own actual desires for a man who is loyal to you. Why would you want that? Okay, let's go back to history. You need the person who is sleeping with you to be loyal to you so that he will devote his resources entirely to raising the offspring he fathered with you. If he is fathering multiple offspring, that is a direct taking away from your child's resources. That's why you actually hate the other women. You don't love the other women. You're full of shit there. The other part of this that's fake is that you said you want the man that other women want. Now, what does this reveal? It actually reveals something incredibly important about most female psychology. Most females are incapable of assessing the value of a person or a thing on their own. They are a consensus-driven creature. So this is why most women are not leaders of a revolution, why they will go with the woke agenda if they perceive that that's what most people perceive. They need to belong to the tribe. So your wanting of this man more when other women want him is a revelation of your own psychology that you lack any ability to have independent thinking and analysis. This is so typical, by the way, but to pretend that it's about the fact that you love other women and you respect other women is full of shit. You're just doing that so you can detract from your own insecurity. And it's pretty normal for women to feel that way. However, once again, this is not a fully actualized human being. A fully actualized human being takes an assessment of the person or the goods, whatever that is, based on their own opinion of what's in front of them, which means you have to discover, what do I need? What do I want? What is important to me in my life? But all of that can only happen when you are willing to be rejected by the tribe. And some people, you know, will never be there. And again, I'm not even trying to brag and say like I have some kind of, I'm superior in this way. I was forced into that position. I guess some of us are forced into that position of being independent of the tribe because we get rejected by the tribe kind of early for whatever reason, right? Sometimes it's because we're the family scapegoat. Sometimes it's because we see what's in front of us and we don't agree with it and we can't be quiet about it. But for whatever reason, people who end up rejected by the consensus in the tribe have one of two choices. Either they can crush themselves, this thing in them that has led them to be rejected, and then become an NPC in a shell of a human. And we see this a lot, especially with girls who talk like the host here does. And I was like, and like, I felt like that. And I relate to that. Like, even though I'm disgusted by the fact that you like, will let yourself be demeaned like that, I'm gonna like pretend right now that this is like totally cool. This is somebody who has crushed any kind of critical thinking, any kind of thing inside themselves that could make them a target for the tribe. So that's your first choice, crush that. Your second choice is to say, fuck the tribe, and I'm gonna develop inner resilience and strength because what's important to me is integrity, courage, and truth. That is a hard path. And it's not just women, by the way, who reject that. That's why we have a lot of an epidemic of male NPCs. Why don't we just jump to that so I can show you that I don't just think it's the women who are the problem. Here she is. By the way, here's Nikki with her boyfriend. Beta, super beta, just real gross. Like, oh, I love this girl because she's probably got a lot of money. I don't know what he does. Chris Convey, we can look him up, see what he does. It's her on and off again boyfriend. Yeah, no wonder. He's not going to have any commitment to you because you're just allowing him to use you and you think you're being a man here or something. I don't know. I don't know what's up with women thinking that embodying male sexuality is like peak liberation. First of all, it's not for us. We're not built that way. And as much as you're trying to prove to everyone that you are and you're different, you're full of shit. And once again, all you're doing is denying the truth that's inside of you and therefore crushing yourself. Let's not forget to support our sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com. Antelope Hill Publishing focuses on producing the kind of books that truly are banned. Not the things, it's those books that you try to post about in the subreddit about banned books and then they ban you for that. Yeah, those books are the ones you're gonna find on AntelopeHillPublishing.com. If you go to their website and you use my promo code Leo, you will get 10% off. There are a great selection of books. You can also, of course, take a look at one of their three featured books, which I've really been talking about. But one of my personal favorites is The Culture of Critique, which breaks down everything that's happening in our society and how it goes back to before you can even remember. So check out Kevin MacDonald's book, Culture of Critique. But it's not just women, right, who go along with the NPC. Here's an example of something that I found absolutely abhorrent, okay? And, you know, and I got nothing against Mark Norman and Ari Shaffir. I don't really know them very well, but this story was just like, dude, men are women now. This is why women are so angry at men, because they're behaving like women. And what I mean by that is that instead of standing up against the progressive culture, they are going along with the consensus because they don't want to be ostracized by the group. So we are run by an epidemic of beta simp males who are so just terrified of being rejected by the group that they behave like women. These aren't the kind of men that make women go goo goo gaga. And this is probably why women are all reading these books about these anthropomorphic bulls, because that's the only way they can even imagine any kind of masculinity in the world anymore. Anyway, here's a story where Mark talks about going into a bar with his friend, and his friend gets approached by this prostitute and ends up sleeping with her. And then later we find out a piece of information about the prostitute that's not great.
It's like a circus for two women. They walk him up the stairs, and as they're walking up the stairs, they're like, boy, look at the thighs on that broad. Holy hell, man, she's got some shoulders. Huh, how about that? Boy, that's a tight butt. It's a small butt, but it's up. We're like, whatever. Come now he's on. Up there for 10 minutes, and all the bartenders are howling laughing. They're, like, talking in Spanish, laughing, pointing at our friend up there, and we're like, huh, what's going on there?
Come on.
And we're like, weird, okay. So he comes down.
Oh, good name for a trans bar. Weird, okay.
So he comes down, and
absolute weird, absolute peak human degeneracy. And of course, Ari thinks it's funny.
The bartender's fucking with him, like, hombre. And we're like, hombre. Oh, he must be talking about our friend. And we're like, could that have been a dude? Did he just fuck a dude?
No.
What the hell? And he comes down and he goes, you're not gonna believe this. She let me fuck her in the ass.
Oh!
And we all died laughing. We lost it. We hit the floor. He's like, what's so funny? We're like, you fucking guy. You fucking guy. And
this is how you know none of these men have the right levels of testosterone. Can you imagine a bunch of Vikings being at a bar and then some man dresses up as a woman and fools one of them, comes down, and that's what happens? What do you think would have happened to the little Mexican in a dress? You think all those dudes would have been laughing about the fact that their guy was just tricked into being gay? We all want to scream when a woman regrets a sexual encounter, but here another man actually forces you into a sexual encounter and you all just want to laugh like it's funny? Okay, no, not funny. Not funny. Let me just say something. Just think about like a close-knit group of friends, of guys, like, you know, brothers. Do you think one of them would laugh if one of their brothers was tricked into a homosexual encounter? Not if they were men. That would be the last breath the Mexican in a dress drew. Secondly, I just want to notice something else that's going on here, right?
It was before any, like, trans, you know, rights or talk about trans. It was, like, 2003 or something. And he was like, what? He was, like, this big, buff, like, man.
He's got to make it clear that this was back in 2003, before we were all aware of how important trans women are and how transphobic this is. We didn't know it was transphobic. It was different than, I'm not a transphobe. Please don't cast me out of your degenerate society. This is what I'm talking about when I say men have become women, and this is why women are disgusted by them and reading books about being fucked by a bull. Okay? This is why. But let's just, this is not funny to me, by the way. Nothing about this is funny. This is completely disgusting. And I'm a comedian, by the way. I find a lot of things funny, but this isn't funny.
This man, and he went back to the hotel. He never went out again. That was like night two. Never went out again. We drove back like 7 hours.
I wonder why he would never go out again with a bunch of people who have just proven that they are not his friends. Sorry, your friends don't laugh when you've essentially been f***ing right. Number one. Number two, I'm pretty sure that a lot of them just had envy and hate because, as he said at the beginning of this clip, this was a big dude. This dude stood out. He was good looking. Women liked him. It was natural for women to like him. This is their way to own him because they couldn't physically dominate him. So this guy just realized none of you are his actual friends. So yeah, I wouldn't want to hang out with you guys either.
When we drove back, it was like a 7 hour. He didn't say a word and he got married like 6 months later.
Just he was like, I'm done. I'm done whoring it up.
He's like, I'm not gay.
I gotta
like,
prove it.
Yeah, he was like a religious guy. He was an old school guy. And that fucked him up.
Super funny.
Oh, that's so great.
He's a different man now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was changed. I've seen him since, and he's not the same guy. He was like a happy-go-lucky guy. Now he's like stoic and quiet.
That used to be where you're like, oh, I think I'm a lot.
Because he got sexually violated. That's what happens to you. We don't think it's funny when that happens to a woman, by the way. Just showing you, this whole problem is complex. It's not as simple as being like, women are the cause. I do think we're doing plenty of our fair share. Pretty much, I think the good, strong, masculine men were killed off or crushed into silence by this system run by a merchant matriarchal class that has come from being dominated by women and has recreated that on a global scale. So even the real masculine men that are amongst us cannot do what needs to be done. And so the women have gone batshit crazy because what they really need is a man to pin them against the wall and say, you're not going to be a whore on my watch. And she's going to go, thank you for the boundaries. I needed them because I'm a child and I cannot set them for myself. And she will stop reading books about masculine bulls who dominate her because she'll actually have it in her life and she won't need to go into this fantasy world. So this is what we're dealing with. By the way, ladies, this is exactly why we used to slut shame women. Slut shame. See how now it's everything's so upside down. They call it slut shaming. They shame you for shaming, or and sometimes you weren't just shaming. You would just like say like, yeah, I don't think you should do that. No, I don't think you should sleep with a bunch of guys casually. I don't think it's good for you. They go, why are you slut shaming me? Why are you kink shaming me? They've turned every appropriate behavior and boundary setting into some kind of disorder that needs to be fixed or corrected. When in fact, what needs to be fixed or corrected is everything being so upside down in our world. Which, by the way, ladies, if you hate men, why don't you just be a lesbian? It's a pretty simple solution. Why don't you just get with other women? Okay, maybe you're not sexually attracted to other women. Why don't you become asexual and just hang out with other women? Go have a little sisterhood. You don't ever have to be around other men. Oh, is it because you're going to realize that other women are way more obnoxious? And what you're really upset about is that your boyfriend is not being a man and putting you in your place? Yeah, that is why.
Number four. And this makes me the most annoyed, And maybe I was just a little whore, you know, but I do believe I had it right on this one. When people on TikTok are saying no kissing, no kissing on a first date. No, I completely disagree with you. How about this? Also, no kissing on a first date. Well, sometimes I them on the first date. How about that one, TikTok?
Oh, so kind. How's your life, by the way? Let's just take a look. Is she married? Does she have children? How many relationships has she been in? What is her predisposition towards men? Well, we just heard her on the other thing being like, oh, we just because we hate men and we realize it's disgusting. No, you hate men because your behavior with them has allowed them to extract from you without contributing to you, because you have failed to understand the natural order and these God-given dynamics. You have railed against the way nature has made us and then been upset that everybody else hasn't conformed to this new view that you want. So for example, here's one of the common complaints that women often have. I feel like I have to do double the work. I have to work and I have to clean inside the house and I have to take care of the kids. And it's like, okay, do you realize that the reason that is because we campaigned for our right to work outside the house and pay taxes and have to be financially accountable? Oh, well, why don't the men pick up the slack? Because they didn't campaign for that. You didn't have a bunch of men going out on the streets with signs that said, let me be a stay-at-home dad. You pay the bills. I want to do housework. They didn't ask for that. You wanted this additional load. But what you also wanted was for them to want to do your load, but it doesn't work that way. They didn't want that. That's what you wanted. Now, men will do things in their home and it's not up to your liking. That's why you get upset, because our natural order is to have a sense of, ooh, I like things being clean. I like nurturing. I like things being taken care of. And you want him to do it your way, but you won't do the other side of it, which is to financially support him. Go look at how many women are disgusted by the concept of having a man who is financially dependent on them the way that a woman who stays at home would be. Go look. My whole lesson today is we have gone batshit crazy. It is a combination of allowing women to run wild, them refusing to have any kind of accountability and grow up and take responsibility for their lives, and allowing beta simp males to dominate the culture and the conversation, because we have beaten and destroyed masculinity into the dark corners, and now it can only survive in our fantasy worlds with anthropomorphic bulls. That's my show today. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you guys for tuning in.